We bring you the circus, the Pied Piper whose magic tunes lead children of all ages from 6 to 60 into a tinsel and spun candy world of reckless beauty and mounting laughter.
Back in the day, the circus rolled into town with elephants and cannons that shoot people into the air and a ringleader in a top hat.
But behind all this, the circus is a massive machine whose very life depends on discipline, motion, and speed.
In his 1952 movie, The Greatest Show on Earth, Cecil B. DeMille says behind the scenes, the circus is a fierce, primitive fighting force struggling to survive against impossible odds. The show's Annika Klein went under the big top to see what it's like when the circus comes to town in 2019.
Let's start center stage. 6 nights a week in Glendale, performers for Cirque du Soleil's show Ama Luna captivate audiences with progressively harder stunts. They're tossed into the air. They swing above the crowd. One man hangs upside down at the top of a pole, then quickly slides down and stops, his nose within an inch of the ground. They are the conductors, and the audience is an orchestra of breaths, being held and exhaled with each new feat. But the audience here tonight might not know much about the feats that happen offstage.
Yeah, I've been in Cirque du Soleil for 18 years now.
Patrick Gagnon is head of tent. The blue and yellow big top is his charge, from the setup to the stitches that need repairing. This tent has been part of Cirque as long as he has.
2001, I think, or 2002.
This show, Ama Luna, moves to a new city about every 6 weeks. That's a lot of moving, considering Cirque shows can run for more than a decade. And in each place, it takes 8 days to raise the tent and roll in the trailers.
It's very, very traditional. Like, it's lots of manpower, physical effort.
No computers, he says. Just people, hoisting the steel poles.
It's called a strap ratchet.
And tightening the fabric with mechanical tools.
And it's click, click, click.
The end result is a temporary village the crew calls home, including some things you would find in your home. You wouldn't know this trailer was the kitchen if it wasn't for the small sign duct taped to the outside. Chef Ray McCrindle is cooking lunch.
Salmon and shrimp, spinach sautéed with tomatoes.
McCrindle and the kitchen staff dish out more than 300 meals a day from a space that feels like a step above a food truck.
Every city, we pack it all in there and try and get it as tight as possible so it doesn't move around too much or nothing gets broken, because if something breaks, it's a problem.
After lunch, the crew is hustling to prepare for tonight's show. I find Larry Edwards in wardrobe, steaming a wig.
I'd worked in theatre in Australia before leaving, running away to join the circus, like everybody dreams of doing.
That was 12 years ago. Since then, Edwards has hopped around to different Cirque shows as the company expanded. What began as 20 street performers in Canada has ballooned into a billion-dollar global business. Ama Luna is just one of more than 10 touring shows on the schedule right now, including one done on ice. Each show has its own theme and its own costumes. Edwards has to move a green fabric tail out of the way to sit down at a sewing machine and resole a shoe. Instead of sizes, the shoe shelf has labels like tree creature and balance goddess. Edwards says this machine was made in the 1920s, another example of a traditional method that stuck around.
This is an old machine, but it also means it's got less working parts. And as a touring show, if we have an electronic machine, there's more things that can go wrong with it. So this, we've been traveling with for 7 years now and we've had no problems.
But the crew enjoys modern comforts, like hotel stays and a climate-controlled practice tent. You can't ever completely get rid of all the challenges of life on the road, like homesickness. But Edwards says the benefits outweigh the costs.
For me, it's been 12 years of the ultimate working holiday. I love what I do. I love the show and the costumes. But every 6 weeks, I get to open my door and I'm in a different part of the world.
And they hit the road once again in a couple weeks. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.